Long time no talk, guys. Matt Wood here again. Unfortunately, real life kind of popped up and I had to miss a few dogcasts, but I am back in the saddle again and ready to go. And man, am I excited about what we have lined up here. First, we talked to Brad Wells, one of the lead writers at Stampede Blue, the Indianapolis Colts SB Nation website. We're talking about a guy who has contacts in the league with the Colts. One of the more informative talks that we're going to have. You're going to want to stick around and talk about that. And, of course, we talked to one of our own here. Ryan Alton of SB Nation Cleveland stops by. Ryan Seabus is his Twitter handle. You've seen me retweet some of his stuff. Talk to him on Twitter. A guy that was on the other side of the ownership issue. Definitely a pretty cool back and forth. Going to be coming up with that one as well. Speaking of the ownership issue, I've been accused of a lot of things since everything's gone down, and I hope you can give me a minute here to kind of explain, because sometimes I talk a little better than I write, and I can able to convey my feelings. If you've ever seen Herm Edwards talk to the Rookie Symposium about Twitter and stuff, where he says, take a minute, relax, and step back, I didn't do that. I was on Twitter when all this Mike Holmgren news broke, and I was pissed. And I still am, but I see other viewpoints as well. And I got accused of being a fearmonger and things like that. But you know what? I still stand behind what I said, because just for the pure fact of if we bring in a new regime, we don't know what we're going to get. And that's disappointing to me, because I really like where the Browns are headed right now. And I think if a lot of people kind of took a step back and look at what we've done, I don't see how you can see any other possible way. Now, sure, Chuck still hates Brandon Whedon and stuff like that. That's things that we can't change, and only the players can change that. But it's just disappointing to me that for the longest time we've wanted a Browns franchise to have a clear direction, a clear idea of what they want to do, and we finally have gotten it with a quality GM. And if you don't think Tom Heckert's a quality GM, well, TLP will give you a drink over in his crazy corner. But, you know, it's just frustrating to me as a Browns fan, and I just see a reset button coming. Hopefully I'm wrong. I don't like where Jimmy Haslam's gone or what he's doing, and everyone keeps talking about how he's going to bring a championship here. You know what? Sorry. If just wanting to be a champion was all it took, Cleveland would have tons of championships by now. And you got to show me something, Jimmy, and I will continue to call you Big Jimmy, because A, it's funny, B, I like Seinfeld, and C, I kind of can, and no one can stop me other than my mom, and I don't see her anywhere around here. But enough of me. Thanks for giving me a second there to jump on my soapbox. And by all means, if you think I'm crazy, tell me in the comments, and you know, let me know. One other thing I do want to let you know about here is kind of a promotion that we're doing, and sorry, I work in radio, so promotion's kind of in my blood. It's what I have to do. If you are, once we get to 1,000 likes on Facebook, we're close. We're at like 900 and something. Once we get to 1,000, we're going to do a raffle. And we're going to go through there, and we're going to randomly pick out one or two people to come on the Dogcast here and have 5 minutes of whatever they want to talk about. Whether it be the Browns, whatever. It's a clean slate, open mic night, whatever we're going to call it. But we have to get to 1,000 likes on Facebook. Let everybody know, if I see you out there trying to drum up some business, well, maybe I throw your name in the hopper there twice or three times. You kind of catch my drift? Either way, check us out on the social network areas. We got Twitter, we got Facebook. If you don't do that stuff, I totally understand. Just keep showing up the dogs by nature. Let me know what you want to hear on this. But let's go ahead and get that going. Love to have a little bit of an open mic, hear from you, the listener, the reader, whatever you want to call it. And get this to be a little bit more back-and-forth interaction. Enough of my blabbering. How about we talk to some people that don't think the exact same way I do, and check out this episode of the Dogcast. I'm Matt Wood. Go Browns!